local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
6.05, FM Talk 106.5. You've made it to Friday. Great news. 72 now at our studios. More from Dr. Bill, like he said, in just a second. Right now, Kane with our ride-in.
From the Pits and Sons Towing and Recovery, traffic center still fighting long lines of traffic on the Concord Causeway by the Bankhead Tunnel. Eastbound I-10 from the tunnel back up beyond Broad Street. And again, delays over on the Eastern Shore at 181 to 104. As we've got that accident at Cody Road near Dickens Ferry Road in the final clearing stages, and delays continue from Spring Hill to Moffitt and 65. This Saturday night at Mobile International Speedway, it's Open Wheel Madness with the Wing Sprint cars and the Open Wheel Modifieds. You also see the Pure Stock 30, Sportsman, and Pro Trucks just $10 at the gate. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This hour of Mobile Mornings brought to you by Azalea Coffee Service, serving Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties. For a free month of coffee service, call Wayne 675-9178. Tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Call 675-9178. FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated afternoon thunderstorms with highs around 90 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with a few afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey, sorry about that, Kane. Pressed the wrong button, your button from yesterday afternoon. So let's do this again. Kane, now I'll do the right thing. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pits and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, it's been a perfect start to our Friday morning so far across the Bayway and the Causeway, coming in from Daphne and Spanish Fort. Light traffic on the way in. We've had light traffic. Tillman's Corner and Theodore, no delays. Tomorrow night at Mobile International Speedway, Highway 90 in Irvington, it's open wheel madness with the Wing Sprint cars, the open wheel modifieds, the Pure Stock 30, the Sportsman and Pro Trucks. See the details at mobilespeedway.net. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Maybe it's a good thing it's Friday. Maybe a little time to rest up here. 607 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Let's do this. Here's Kelly with headlines. Save me, Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. There's a new president of the Mobile County Commission this morning. Commissioner Jerry Carl was elected to the District 3 office back in 2012. His role now includes chairing meetings of the commission, serve on various boards, as well as serve as chief elected official during a declared emergency or disaster in the county. The presidency is rotated every 16 months, dividing the four-year term between three elected commissioners. District 1 Commissioner Merceria Ludgood, well, she moved into the position of commission vice president. Carl replaces District 2 Commissioner Connie Hudson in the role of president. President Carl says, quote, "I am honored to serve in the role of commission president, and I will continue my efforts to assure that taxpayer money is spent in a wise and conservative manner." An armed robbery case here in Mobile leads to the arrest of David Edwards. That robbery occurred back on July 11th at the ANZ package store on Dalton Street. That night, close to 10 p.m., police say they received word that two unknown men entered the store with guns. Edwards and another man demanded money, stole unknown items from the store, and then took off on foot. An investigation was quickly launched, and Edwards was ID'd as one of the suspects. Edwards was arrested and charged with first-degree robbery in connection with the suspects involved. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
It's the flashback sale at Mattress Firm. Right now, get up to $400 off throwback deals on beds. Plus, we're celebrating the year we were founded with a special price from 1986. A Sleepy's Queen mattress for just $169. Talk about a totally bodacious deal. But hurry in, these awesome blasts from the past savings won't last forever. Your budget stretches further at Mattress Firm.
Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale. Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Police believe a missing Fairhope teenager could be in danger this morning. His parents are desperate to get him back. 16-year-old John Carter Keene may have been lured out of state by a predator, according to police. His mother discovered he was missing Sunday morning.
We want you home. That's all we care about. We're going to take care of you.
A second suspect in a road rage incident in Northwest Florida has been arrested. Investigators say 51-year-old David Lanier of Mary Esther and three other men walked up to a vehicle last month in a Taco Bell parking lot on Highway 98 in Miramar Beach. Lanier allegedly punched a passenger in the car and continued to beat the victim when he got out of the vehicle. A Mobile man is in jail accused of hitting a woman and stealing her purse. The victim says Santel Crumpton got out of a car and punched her on Mohawk Street. Happened around 2 o'clock Thursday morning. Crumpton is charged with robbery, reckless endangerment, and eluding police. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Atmore?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Atmore.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreekAtmore.com for complete rules.
Johnny's RV is now Johnny's premier boat and RV. The same trusted family-owned RV center that's been around for over 20 years offering Godfrey pontoon boats and hurricane deck boats. Now Johnny's is bigger than ever with hundreds of used RVs on the lot, over 50 that are under $10,000. Plus a full-time parts and service department to keep you on the road or in the water. Johnny's premier boat and RV supercenter, Highway 90 in Theodore, just a mile west of I-10, exit 15A. Johnny's, home of the sweet deal.
Good morning. It's 6:12 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. And we start in NFL news, where the New York Jets and former Alabama defensive lineman Quinnen Williams reportedly agreed to terms on Williams' rookie contract. The deal is for 4 years and a fully guaranteed $32.5 million. The Jets selected Williams with the number 3 pick in this year's NFL draft, and he is the final player from that draft to sign his first deal. Also yesterday, former Alabama offensive tackle Andre Smith signed a 1-year deal to return to the team that drafted him back in 2009, the Cincinnati Bengals. Smith was drafted by the Bengals 6th overall in that 09 draft, played with the team until 2015. He went and played for the Vikings in 2016 before returning to Cincinnati the next year. Then he played for the Arizona Cardinals in 2018 before again returning to Cincinnati later last season. Now for the fourth time, Andre Smith will suit up in the black and orange. In golf, John Rahm currently leads the WGC FedEx St. Jude tournament in Memphis after round one on Thursday. Rahm shot a first round 62 for a score of 8 under. Going into today's second round, five players, including Pensacola's Bubba Watson, are at 5 under, 3 shots behind the leader. Another 6 golfers are 4 shots back at 4 under, and round two begins later this morning after 11 a.m. Here's some news from the majors. 5-time All-Star infielder Troy Tulowitzki announced his retirement from baseball yesterday. The 34-year-old signed with the New York Yankees this past offseason after being released by the Toronto Blue Jays. Tulowitzki played 10 years in the big leagues with the Colorado Rockies and the Blue Jays before injuries derailed his career. He missed all of 2018 after having surgery to remove bone spurs from both heels. Tulowitzki was a 2-time Gold Glove winner, 2-time Silver Slugger, and finished in the top 10 of NL MVP voting in each season between 2009 and 2011. Tulowitzki will reportedly be an assistant coach with the University of Texas baseball team now that he has announced his retirement. In the majors yesterday, the Boston Red Sox absolutely crushed the New York Yankees 19-3.
Ouch!
The win is Boston's biggest victory over the Yankees in the 117-year history of the rivalry. Red Sox scored 7 runs in the first inning and led 15-3 after 5. 8 players had at least 2 RBIs for Boston, which ties a major league record. Yankees pitcher Masahiro Tanaka allowed 12 runs on 12 hits and 3 walks in only 3 1/3 innings. That was the second most earned runs ever allowed by a Yankees pitcher. Despite the huge win, the Sox still 10 games behind New York in the AL East, a half game behind the Rays, and 1 game behind Oakland in the race for the second AL wild card. In some other games, Colorado beat Washington 8-7. The St. Louis Cardinals beat Pittsburgh 6-3, with Cardinals slugger Paul Goldschmidt hitting a home run for the 4th straight game.
Goldschmidt hits it a ton. Center field at the wall. Gone! Paul Goldschmidt is homered in four straight. And that baby to the deepest part of the park.
And with that win, the Cardinals completed a four-game sweep of the Pirates with the win. The New York Mets shut out San Diego 4-0. Nelson Cruz hit three home runs, and the Minnesota Twins beat the Chicago White Sox 10-3. Seattle beat Detroit 10-2, with the Mariners' Tim Beckham hitting his second Grand Slam of the season.
Santana has been great, and he smashes this ball deep out to left field, and that one is gone! Danny Santana! A grand slam.
Texas crushed Oakland 11-3, and Baltimore beat the LA Angels 10-8 in 16 innings. In the minor leagues, the Mobile Bay Bears lost both games of a doubleheader at the Pensacola Blue Wahoos 2-1 and 3-2. Bay Bears have now lost 8 games in a row. They'll try to avoid being swept for the second series in a row when they take on the Blue Wahoos in Pensacola tonight at 6:35. It's 6:16 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated afternoon thunderstorms with highs around 90 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with a few afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
As a homeowner and your neighbor, I want to tell you about my friends at Air Specialty. When you turn to the experts at Air Specialty, you can rest assured you're getting the best quality service in the Mobile area. Air Specialty is a Carrier Factory authorized dealer and strives to provide outstanding AC services that leaves me confident in the fact that my home comfort is in the right hands. Air Specialty and Carrier can do it all. Visit air-specialty.com to see everything they have to offer you.
Air Specialty.
License number 84408.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state. Did you know that life insurance rates are near record lows? If you own life insurance or are thinking of buying any, why spend more than you have to? Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped literally millions of people just like you save a fortune on their life insurance. Here's how they do it. They monitor the products offered by dozens of the most well-respected brand-name life insurance companies you trust so that you get the lowest rates. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $20 a month. 20 and 30-year rates are also available. And don't forget to ask them about the new term life plans that guarantee your money back even if you outlive your policy. Take 5 minutes and call AccuQuote for your free quote. Call 1-800-318-1787. Find out how much you can save on your life insurance. Call AccuQuote today at 1-800-318-1787. That's 1-800-318-1787.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. Light traffic across the Bayway from Fairhope, Daphne, and Spanish Fort. No delays from the 1065 split through Mobile, Airport, Dolphin, Spring Hill, and Moffitt 65, all running smooth so far this morning. Terraform Land Company can help with tree and stump removal, land clearing, and they do driveways too. Licensed and insured, they offer free estimates. It's Terraform Land Company. Call 253-4077. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 620 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. This segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. You got that summertime project that's not yet done to get organized around the house. Get the junk out of your way first and then get organized. Pretty easy. Pick up the phone and call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or online 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Set an appointment day and time, like a real, like not a spectrum, like a day with actual time. And the crew from 1-800-GOT-JUNK, locally owned, my buddy Trey, been doing this for 11 years in Mobile and Baldwin counties, will show up. They'll quote your price. If you agree to it, they get to work right away and get the junk gone. Inside your house, outside your house, at a storage unit, at an office, at a shop, wherever you got junk, they can get rid of it. 1-800-GOT-JUNK, online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. All right, on the way, the story that had a lot of people talking yesterday evening, I think that conversation started in the 8 o'clock hour yesterday, Dalton, when you and I were talking to Rob Holbert from Lanyap, and he talked about Sterling Properties, one of the two that had pitched an idea for the Mobile Civic Center reboot, remodel, withdrawing from the process. And that started a lot of talk yesterday, and Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson called into Midday Mobile yesterday to talk more about that. We'll get to that audio in just a second. Right now, headlines with Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A 71-year-old man riding his motorcycle dies after losing control of his bike. Aaliyah has identified the victim as James Adolph Chesson. He was from Saraland and was traveling south on Alabama Highway 217 near Gulf Crest Road when he ran off the road and lost control of his vehicle Wednesday night. Chesson was wearing his helmet when he was thrown from his motorcycle. He unfortunately succumbed to his injuries. This accident is right now under investigation. An Atmore woman has been identified as the fatality victim involved in a July 18th crash. Victoria Sky DeSilvery was 28 years old. She was killed when her vehicle went airborne and hit a tree. Alabama Law Enforcement Agency confirms that she was airlifted to University Hospital, where she died as a result of her injuries on Tuesday. A crash occurred on Boonville Road, which is 18 miles north of Atmore. 33-year-old Chad Houston Alverson of Atmore and an unknown female passenger were uninjured in the crash. Aaliyah troopers continue to investigate at this time. And news out of Theodore this morning, as police need your help finding the woman who swiped a package from a front porch and was caught on video. The home is located on Bellingrath Road. Police are looking for a black Mazda CX-5. Call police if you can assist in this investigation. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Get all of your lawn and garden questions answered.
When should I water it, night or during the day?
What's going to be the best kind of grass to plant if you're not going to irrigate water?
With Bill Finch and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday morning from 9 till 11, your personal yard consultant, Bill Finch, will teach you about gardening in our unique corner of the world.
I did not know that.
Press registered gardening columnist and director of the Mobile Botanical Gardens, Bill Finch, and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday mornings from 9 till 11.
620 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings, Friday style. Glad to have you along. Dr. Bill, about 10 minutes away with a look at our weekend weather and some probably coming to an end, these drier weather and the cooler temps. A little bit cool. We're still dry this morning. We'll get more from him at about 6:35. From our news partners at WKRG, they write this. One of the two companies that the Mobile City Council heard pitch its redevelopment plans for the Civic Center withdrew its name as a prospective candidate. Sterling Properties sent a letter to the CBRE, the advisory services used by the city, saying why the company is pulling out of the race. In the beginning of the letter, Vice President of Sterling Properties, William Barrios, says the decision to withdraw from the project that we wholeheartedly believe will have a lasting impact on the Mobile community for years to come was difficult. End quote. Sterling feels the project has changed dramatically beyond what the company considered when it initially decided to get involved. Letter also addresses the competing company's proposal, saying we believe our competitor responded to a radically different way than we did to the request for proposal, making the comparisons of proposals challenging to say the least. All right, that had a lot of people yesterday when that news broke, when Rob Holbert broke it, going, holy cow, what does this mean? You have just one suitor left. Does this mean the project's on or off? We were talking about that during the midday show yesterday when Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson called in. Here's just a little bit of what he had to say.
The process we've been going through was to down select a developer. Unfortunately, Sterling made the decision to withdraw. So now we have a single developer. This process was to really choose one developer. And once that developer has been chosen, that is the beginning point of ultimately what will be built. And for instance, let's say Cordish made a proposal, but they have not met with the Mardi Gras organizations. They haven't, let's say, sharpened their pencil. They haven't done all the due diligence, because they were not going to do that unless they were the winner of the competition. Same thing would have been true with Sterling. So for the next few months, they will meet with various people, they will run economic models, and they will determine what they think they can afford to build and what the city of Mobile needs going forward. So there is nothing cast in concrete at this point other than we have a single developer to start the process with.
All right. So in furthering the conversation I had yesterday with Mayor Sandy Stimson, he also said, you know, you get a situation here where you've moved up the timeline where it was going to be September before they made a choice. Now, with one suitor left, that process starts earlier, and that you can get the, and this was interesting, the nuance was, I think, is important here, because a lot of us saw this as, okay, here are the two proposals, and the city's going to decide to go with one or the other, and then that's the proposal, that's how it looks when they implement. Digging a little deeper and talking to the mayor, these are pretty preliminary ideas from both suitors, now just one with Cordish, and there are changes to be made. There are time for people to say, I like this, I don't like this. Obviously, that input's going to come to the mayor's office, also the city council, because this will be a situation just like the Ladd Peoples deal. The executive branch, the mayor's office administration, can work this deal, but at the end, it's going to have to be approved by the Mobile City Council. Mm-hmm. We had Mobile City Councilman John Williams call in yesterday as well on this. A lot of stuff to talk about here with this plan, and is this something that can we get enough members of the council? You know, I said yesterday, can we get enough Mobilians? But our representation, 7 members of the council, can we get enough of them to agree to go one way or another on this project?
It'll be interesting, and like you said, it brings up old memories of the Ladd Peoples Stadium discussion from not long ago, because not only does the proposal have to fit what the city wants, but then once citizens start to see what's coming to town, they will also have to, I guess, be at least, there would have to be a majority of citizens on the side of the development that's coming in.
Yeah, I mean, but that's why you're in a representative republic and not a democracy, right? I mean, at a certain point, you elect people to represent you, and they go ahead and make the decision. You would hope that they would listen to their constituents, but, you know, not in a republic, not every person votes, air quotes here, votes on everything that happens.
Right.
So we'll see where it goes. But we will let you chime in about it coming up after 8 o'clock at 343-0106. Also, the average side hustle brings in X amount a year. I'll tell you how much that is coming up.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The Scambia County School District will have an armed security guard on every school campus this year. Most of the safety officers are retired military or law enforcement. The school district says the officers are trained and have been through mental evaluations and background checks. Mobile police are working to find a thief who targeted the Jackson Heights community. At least 4 burglaries have been reported in the neighborhood since Sunday. Byron Avenue East and Byron Avenue West have been targeted several times. Ownership of more than 3,000 acres of prime real estate north of Bay Minette has been transferred from the Baldwin County Commission to the Economic Development Alliance. The megasite transfer makes the property eligible for private funding to enhance the site and make it more attractive to a potential buyer. And Senator Doug Jones will be in Monroeville hosting a town hall meeting that'll be held at Coastal Alabama Community College beginning at 12:15 with doors opening at 11:45. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Champy's Fried Chicken in Daphne has everything to make your taste buds dance. Champy's has fresh hand-rolled hot tamales, homemade sides, fresh farm-raised catfish, awesome chicken tenders, salads, fresh cooked-to-order fried chicken, and don't forget about our fully stocked bar while watching your favorite game on one of our many TVs. Hey, your friends are here, so come join us at Champy's Famous Fried Chicken in Daphne on Highway 98, open 7 days a week.
What's that noise?
Noise?
Yeah, that.
No, it's my way of showing my appreciation to Jack Green for saving me so much money on my insurance.
Sounds like it's coming from the storage room.
Don't go in there!
Yeah, would you mind letting me out of here? It's getting a bit stuffy.
Oh my gosh. Is that?
It is.
Sweet holy Moses.
I'm sick to death of seeing that lizard on TV telling me what to do with my 15 minutes.
And?
Well, the joke's on him, because that's exactly how long it took me to string him up by the kookaburras.
Jack Green is not going to appreciate this one bit.
Sure he will. I'm his spokesperson.
You're a loony.
Oh, be quiet and eat your houseflies. Call the Jack Green Insurance Agency today and find out how you can save money on your auto, all types of commercial equipment and business insurance. Ask about wind coverage, too. It's likely you're paying way too much.
That's what I'm all about. Saving people money on their...
You just need to worry about saving oxygen right now, sweetheart.
The Jack Green Insurance Agency in Mobile.
Ask for Jack.
344-5393.
Are you persuasive? Are you persistent? Are you prepared? Those three qualities will help go a long way as an account manager with FM Talk 1065. It's an opportunity to get out of the office and work with local businesses, helping them expand their marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with you if you're not, training you in radio advertising. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs at fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs at fmtalk1065.com.
In Baghdad, Marine General Joseph Dunford, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, has just said he is cautiously optimistic about efforts to reach a negotiated end to the nearly 18-year-old war in Afghanistan. This after talks in Kabul between Afghanistan's president and a U.S. negotiator. With a bipartisan budget deal passed by the House and on its way to the Senate, and most members of the House already leaving town for the summer, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has time for a meeting this morning with freshman Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who says she's fine with doing some fence mending.
I think the objective is just that, to make sure that we're opening a line of communication, that all aspects of the party are on the same page, and to make sure that, you know, for me, as always, that working people have a seat at the table in what's happening in Congress.
Three times as many girls as boys in the U.S. are reporting being cyberbullied, as the National Center for Education Statistics says there's a rise in online harassment. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Amazon's record quarterly profit streak has come to an end as the online retailer faced higher shipping costs, slowing growth from its cloud computing business, and a steeper loss in its overseas retail business. The company's profit rose 3.6% from a year ago to $2.63 billion after more than doubling last quarter. Amazon had posted its best ever profit the previous four quarters. Drug company Merck is set to expand in North Carolina, creating about 425 new jobs. The New Jersey-based company is expected to build a 225,000 square foot facility in Durham to manufacture the active ingredients for a shot that helps prevent cervical cancer. Vivendi's strong first half results were driven by the performance of its Universal Music Group unit. UMG's revenue grew 18% in the latest quarter. A strong new release pipeline bolstered growth. Crude oil trading at $56.36 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business. But you don't have to take our word for it. Take Evan Lyles, CEO of Roush Enterprises, instead.
For the people that are involved in product development, there couldn't be more unique and exciting opportunities that are really going to shape the future of the world. It's a really exciting time to be in Michigan.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Yellowhammer Fishing Kayaks in Theodore now carries one of the few fishing kayak brands designed, manufactured, and assembled in America, Crescent Kayaks. This fantastic brand is a great addition to their full line of kayaks, paddleboards, and accessories, and has a global reputation for durable, user-friendly designs at exceptional values, featuring super steady chair seating, Yak Attack gear tracks and mighty mounts, plenty of storage, and tracks very well with a trolling motor-ready transom. Shop Yellowhammer Fishing Kayaks to get on the water today, in Theodore and on Facebook.
Now weather with
with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 635 FM Talk 1065. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And it sounds like times are changing. Your earlier update started talking about showers. I guess our dry air is leaving us.
Yeah, gradually it's going to change, but we're not going to see a big surge of moisture quite yet. In fact, even over the weekend, we'll be in pretty good shape. But we will see a few thunderstorms develop, mainly because that weather front that brought us the dry air is just off the coast. And that, combined with the sea breeze, will give us the chance for some afternoon thunderstorms for today, tomorrow, and also on Sunday. However, today, just a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. We'll get up around 90 degrees, and we got to 91 yesterday. We could possibly reach that. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll get down into the low 70s. And then tomorrow, a partly cloudy day with a few scattered afternoon thunderstorms. The high tomorrow should be around 90 degrees. And then Sunday, same thing. A few scattered afternoon thunderstorms and temperatures around 90. And the normal high is 91. So we're pretty close to normal. As we get into next week, not much of a change. Mostly sunny skies for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, with a few afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures around 90, possibly as high as 92 degrees. So we'll gradually see an increase in the humidity, but at least through the weekend, it'll still be below normal for this time of the year.
You know, Dr. Bill, earlier in the week, you had talked about the front, the dry front that pushed offshore, worried about that being the catalyst possibly for something tropical. Anything going on with that?
So far, we're looking good. We're seeing thunderstorm development out there, but there really isn't any support in the upper atmosphere to expand that area. So at the moment, it looks favorable that that we will not see any development of tropical systems out over the Gulf. And that front will gradually dissipate over the next several days, and by the middle of next week, we really start to see that humidity build back up to what it normally is at the end of July and getting into early August.
What about in the Atlantic, the roundhouse kick of the hurricane world? What do you see out there?
Yeah, we're starting to see some pretty large tropical waves now out in the eastern Atlantic, and they're starting to move out into the open waters. We don't see any development yet into a tropical system because the upper air winds are not quite favorable. And we start looking at all these things that make it difficult for a tropical storm to form. We wonder why they ever even form.
Right.
There's a lot of variables. And when they do come together, of course, then we end up with a hurricane. And so it's an amazing weather system. But right now, we're looking good, and I don't see any tropical development, at least over the next 2 to 3 days.
Dr. Bill, also, I guess one of the big stories in the weather world is the heat in Europe right now. And I was thinking about this yesterday. It's kind of cooler than average here and hotter than average there. Is that back to the old axiom here? If it's hotter one place on the planet, it's going to be cooler somewhere else?
Yeah, you know, the upper atmosphere, which has a lot to do with what goes on at the surface, behaves in sort of a wave pattern. And as these waves move around the northern and southern hemisphere, on one portion of the wave, it'll be very warm. Other portion, the surface air will be cold. So that wavy pattern is quite important. And computers are able to determine now where those waves will be over weeks and perhaps even a month. But getting down to the details at any specific location, that's more of a problem.
All right. Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Yeah, we got Weekend Weather Scale coming up next hour with our staff meteorologist and tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams. All right. New survey of 2,000 Americans with full-time jobs found 27% have a side hustle or a second job to bring in extra money. People with side hustles spend an average of 16 hours a week on it and bring in an extra $14,705 a year after taxes. Most common reason we take on extra work is,
to
make more money. Also, 41% said their side hustle is something they enjoy doing, and 37% say it's a way to pursue one of their passions. I would just interject there that that's one of the best ideas when I've talked to experts in the entrepreneurial world. They said, if you have the ability to be doing whatever you're doing, the job you're doing now, and you have enough energy here to pursue something that you really feel like is a great career path or something you could do, do it as a side hustle, develop it, see how it works, and then you have the safety net of the everyday job, and then you can launch into that side hustle when you think the time is right.
Yeah, online has made this so much easier. Also with, I don't know, if you make knickknacks or if you like woodworking, something like that, you could sell your work online. And also with all the apps, I mean, we've seen so many Uber and Lyft and food delivery drivers out there, so it's easier than ever to have a side hustle.
That's for sure. Most common types of side hustles in 2019. Number one, beauty, health, and wellness. So jobs like hairdressers or personal trainers. Number two, art, music, and entertainment. So just, you know, I mean, producing stuff online or things like a wedding DJ or an event planner. Number three, retail sales, either an online business, Dalton, or working at a store. Finance, things like financial planning or doing people's tax returns. And number five, home improvement, like handyman work or gardening. So there you go. Survey says, we're side hustling out there.
That's awesome. So you can, what I'm hearing is you can go to the wife and say, hey, we need to put back together my college band, and we can go out on a tour around the bars around town.
Perfect side hustle.
Side hustle.
Side
hustle.
Now, you go to the bars, you end up probably losing money on the whole thing after you get your bar tab, but it's a side hustle. All right, 641, coming right back.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Good morning, everyone. For the Vincent Sons Towing Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are telling us no wrecks in the roadways. Good ride from Airport, University, also Old Shell, Spring Hill, and Moffitt 65, and no problems across the Bayway coming in from the Eastern Shore. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Toyota Camry with 0% financing available or $4,000 in savings, model 2554. See their inventory at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5 is proud to present Chad Prather and the Star Spangled Banter Comedy Tour.
Nobody yet has stopped me for using a phrase such as y'all or gonna or fixin' to. Yet you say it makes me sound less than intelligent. You can stop listening. In fact, nobody ever invited you into the conversation. It's okay. Just walk away.
Don't miss Chad Prather Friday, October 4th at the Mobile Civic Center Theater. Tickets available now at fmtalk1065.com, ticketmaster.com, or the Mobile Civic Center box office for the Chad Prather Star Spangled Banter Comedy Tour.
All right, 642 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings on a Friday. Glad to have you here, Sean and Dalton, Dr. Bill and Kane, and Kelly. She's got our headlines.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A gruesome crime and Mobile police, they need your help this morning. Last Saturday in Sims, 29-year-old Justin Dunn was visiting a home with a victim. The two began to argue, and that's when police say Dunn grabbed a knife from his vehicle and started to slash and stab the victim. Now, thankfully, that victim did survive, but Justin Dunn is on the run, and police need your help to bring him to justice. He's described as being 5'8" tall, weighing 180 pounds. He's wanted for second-degree assault. If you know of his whereabouts, you're encouraged to contact Crime Stoppers at 251-208-7211. And remember, you can remain anonymous. Memorial information has been released for a canine who died after doing his job searching and sniffing out drugs. The service for Canine Jake is set for next Tuesday, July 30th at 11 a.m. at the ADOC station in Elmore. Canine Jake, he participated in a raid at the ADOC Staten Complex back on July 18th, and he died 48 hours later after sniffing out what was believed to be synthetic marijuana. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Visit your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest today for a full line of the highest quality all-natural CBD products in the industry. Your CBD store products go through extensive third-party testing to ensure that what's on the label is in the bottle. Your CBD store of West Mobile's caring, compassionate staff helps you choose the best products for your individual needs. Owner Joe Brown's offering 20% off your first purchase if you mention FM Talk, so why wait? Your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest and Greelot, where good health hits home.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Police believe a missing Fairhope teenager could be in danger this morning. His parents are desperate to get him back. 16-year-old John Carter Keene may have been lured out of state by a predator, according to police. His mother discovered he was missing Sunday morning.
We want you home. That's all we care about. We're going to take care of you.
A second suspect in a road rage incident in Northwest Florida has been arrested. Investigators say 51-year-old David Lanier of Mary Esther and three other men walked up to a vehicle last month in a Taco Bell parking lot on Highway 98 in Miramar Beach. Lanier allegedly punched a passenger in the car and continued to beat the victim when he got out of the vehicle. A Mobile man is in jail accused of hitting a woman and stealing her purse. The victim says Santel Crumpton got out of a car and punched her on Mohawk Street. Happened around 2 o'clock Thursday morning. Crumpton is charged with robbery, reckless endangerment, and eluding police. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Talking to my buddy Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscape. I'm riding down the road the other day. I've seen this before. Middle of a thunderstorm, and there are the sprinklers going, watering lawns that are already soaked.
Yeah, that's a pet peeve of mine, too. We can help with that so simply. There's a couple of options. The simplest option really is a wireless rain sensor. It connects to the controller with your irrigation system, and it just collects a certain amount of water, shuts the system off. All of the programs remain the same, but once it dries out, it just kicks the system back on and runs its regular cycle. The second one would be a Wi-Fi chip in the controller, and that makes it smartphone capable. You'd still run a wireless rain sensor, but you're able to control the irrigation system from your phone. You can shut it off, you can turn it on, you can change run times, you can change watering frequency. And so it really just makes it capable of programming the system for the weather that we get.
All right, we want to upgrade our irrigation game. How do we get in touch?
Just give us a call at 251-626-3309. Visit our website at sextonlandscapes.com. or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
The enemy is everywhere. The fight is never ending. And yet, you must continue the battle against dirt. Now, there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems, tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord, Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5.
A couple former Alabama players sign NFL contracts. John Rahm leads on the PGA Tour after round one in Memphis, and the Boston Red Sox pick up a historical win against their biggest rival. It's 6:48 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. We start in the NFL, where the New York Jets and former Alabama defensive lineman Quinnen Williams reportedly agreed to terms on Williams' rookie contract. The deal is for 4 years and a fully guaranteed $32.5 million. The Jets selected Williams with the number 3 pick in this year's NFL draft, and he is the final player from that draft to sign his first contract. Also yesterday, former Alabama offensive tackle Andre Smith signed a 1-year deal to return to the team that drafted him back in 2009, the Cincinnati Bengals. Smith was drafted by the Bengals 6th overall in the 09 draft and played with the team until 2015. Then he played for the Vikings in 2016 before returning back to Cincinnati in 2017. After that, he played for the Arizona Cardinals in 2018 and then again returned to the Cincinnati Bengals later last season. So for the fourth time, Andre Smith will be dressed out in the black and orange this year. In golf, John Rahm currently leads the WGC FedEx St. Jude tournament in Memphis after round one on Thursday. Rahm shot a first round 62 for a score of 8 under par going into today's second round. Five players, including Pensacola's Bubba Watson, are 5 under, 3 shots behind Rahm. Another 6 golfers are 4 shots back at 4 under. Round 2 begins later this morning after 11 a.m. And some news from the majors. 5-time All-Star infielder Troy Tulowitzki announced his retirement from baseball yesterday. The 34-year-old signed with the New York Yankees this past offseason after being released by the Toronto Blue Jays. Tulowitzki played 10 years in the big leagues with the Colorado Rockies and the Blue Jays before injuries derailed his career. He missed all of 2018 after having surgery to remove bone spurs from both of his heels. Tulowitzki was a two-time Gold Glove winner, two-time Silver Slugger, and finished in the top 10 of National League MVP voting in each season between 2009 and 2011. Tulowitzki will reportedly be an assistant coach with the University of Texas baseball team now that he has announced his retirement. In the majors yesterday, the Boston Red Sox absolutely crushed the New York Yankees 19-3. The win is Boston's biggest victory over the Yankees in the 117-year history of the rivalry. The Red Sox scored 7 runs in the first inning and led 15-3 after 5. 8 players had at least 2 RBI for Boston, which ties a major league record. Yankees pitcher Masahiro Tanaka allowed 12 runs on 12 hits and 3 walks in only 3 1/3 innings. That was the second most earned runs ever allowed by a Yankees pitcher. Despite the huge win, the Sox are still 10 games behind New York in the AL East. They're a half game behind the Rays and 1 game behind Oakland in the race for the second American League wild card. In some other games, Colorado beat Washington 8-7. The St. Louis Cardinals beat Pittsburgh 6-3 with Cardinals slugger Paul Goldschmidt hitting a home run for the 4th straight game.
Goldschmidt hits it a ton. Center field at the wall. Gone! Paul Goldschmidt is homered in 4 straight. And that baby to the deepest part of the park.
The Cardinals completed a 4-game sweep of the Pirates with the win. The New York Mets shut out San Diego 4-0. Nelson Cruz hit 3 home runs, and the Minnesota Twins beat the Chicago White Sox 10-3. Seattle beat Detroit 10-2, with the Mariners' Tim Beckham hitting his 2nd Grand Slam of the season.
0-2 to Tim. Breaking ball hit a long way. We got a Grand Slam for Tim Beckham.
Texas crushed Oakland 11-3, Baltimore beat the LA Angels 10-8 in 16 innings, and Cleveland beat Kansas City 5-4 in 14 innings. In the minor leagues, the Mobile Bay Bears lost both games of a doubleheader at the Pensacola Blue Wahoos 2-1 and 3-2. Bay Bears have now lost 8 games in a row. They'll try to avoid being swept for the 2nd series in a row when they take on the Blue Wahoos in Pensacola tonight at 6:35. It's 6:52 here on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
From the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers again are telling us clear roadways. Good ride from Range Line, Halls Mill Road, along I-10 from the 65 split, and heading northbound past Dolphin, Spring Hill, and Moffitt, all the way up towards Sarah Lane. You've had light traffic and no delays across the Bayway. Bay City Collision at 740 Lakeside Drive in Mobile can help with those dents and dings. Stop by for a free estimate. With over 40 years experience and guaranteed color matching on your vehicle, it's Bay City Collision, 666-6516. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update brought to you by Allegri Farm Market. This week, enjoy Allegri Farm grown okra for $1.29 per pound, red, white, or black grapes 99 cents per pound, and jumbo eggs for only 99 cents per dozen. Open 7 days a week, Allegri Farm Market in Daphne. Fresh from our farm to your table.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated afternoon thunderstorms with highs around 90 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with a few afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:54, FM Talk 106.5. Coming up next hour, Alec Naiman will tell us what's cooking, and Dr. Bill's got our weekend weather scale, plus all the news, weather, and traffic that you need on this Friday morning. Right now, Kelly's got her headlines.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. School systems nationwide remain on high alert after a malware attack forces a school system to change its start date for the new school year. Houston County School System in Dothan was set to open on Thursday, August 1st, but now will start 4 days later on August 5th. This malware attack impacted the system's telecommunications and computer networks. The school system is not commenting this hour on whether or not the attack affected student data or payroll information, but teachers within the school system are asked not to use their school computers until further notice. The school system is working with law enforcement, and that includes the FBI, to investigate this issue. And interesting to note, just this week, three Louisiana schools experienced similar malware attacks. Superintendent David Sewell, he confirmed to the Dothan Eagle that the school was hit by a malware attack and that they are working to fix the issue. It's currently underway. Again, that school is located within the Houston County's school system. Tonight, you can enjoy a free movie with MPD. Tonight's movie in the park with the Mobile Police Department is Ralph Breaks the Internet. Now, be sure to get you and your family to Medal of Honor Park by 6:30 this evening, as the movie will start at dusk. Admission is free and snacks will be provided. Medal of Honor Park is located at 1711 Hillcrest Road. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 655 FM Talk 106.5, online at fmtalk1065.com. Also, listen to us on your smartphone, the TuneIn Radio app, also Simple Radio, both of them for Android and iPhone. And you can check us out there. Also, like I said, just streaming through fmtalk1065.com and podcast. Oh, they're all over the place.
You can get them basically anywhere.
You got to hide to not get a podcast.
You do. You can use iTunes podcast, if that's what you have. Also, Stitcher and Spotify, where if you listen to music on Spotify, we are also there for your listening ears. So if you could just pop over right over from listening to some music and listen to the latest Midday Mobile or Mobile Mornings.
Yeah, and that's it. You may want to go back and listen to the full interview I had with Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson yesterday as we were talking about Sterling, one of the companies that had proposed had a proposal in for redevelopment of the Civic Center yesterday, pulling out, leaving Cordish the one player in the mix. Had a lot of people asking a lot of questions. Mayor Sandy Stimson called in to the Midday Show, talked more about that, and that full interview would be, you just look for Midday Mobile on Thursday, hour number two, and you could hear that full interview. Play you some clips from that coming up next hour. Plus, we'll check in with Dr. Bill Williams and Kane with traffic. And also, a couple stories we've got to get to here. The Democrats are still, a lot of people thought after the Mueller testimony that it'd be all quiet on the impeachment front.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Plus, the Fed's going to get back in the death penalty business. Talk about that. And, oh, yeah, a lot of them can agree on one thing in Washington, that is raising the debt ceiling and spending more money. Talk about a whole bunch of that coming up. It just costs you money, or costs the Chinese money when we borrow. That's right.